This is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not too bad. So I got your email about the comp transformation. I'm going to call the merchant at around 12. It seems like it's not an actual processor that they have. It seems like it's just some online payment thing that they like use for subscriptions. So I'm just going to get a bit more clarity on that and see if we can still do anything on it. So
yeah,
not like an actual terminal with swipes that they put transactions through, it seems like. So it's a strange one.
Yeah, so I mean, pretty much like where the rep is that this one is, we know we're not going to really try and submit it anywhere else. It's just like either it works at 4 or it doesn't. So whatever you can do, man, we can hope we can at least get in like, you know, a little bit over half of the original value. And maybe we can at least not upset them too much. It would be great if that's the case.
Yeah, no, that sounds good to me. So I'll give them a call at around 12 or so. And I spoke to them yesterday, so I'll just sort of go into a bit more detail in terms of what we're looking for, and I'll see if there's anything that we can do on our end.
All right, well, I know you'll keep me up to date.
Okay, cool. And then, so I meant to call you before I left last night. I didn't get a chance to. But I just wanted to go over a few of these deals that you sort of gave me some feedback on. I've mentioned that we were making like a big push at the end of the month. So I just wanted to get some feedback from you and maybe go over some deals to give you better offers and see if you think those terms could get a close. So
yeah, I got a quick minute.
Okay, cool. So Leading Edge was the first one. The notes that you gave me was customer doesn't want to move forward with the financing anymore. So let me just pull up the deal here.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting notes just saying that he's not trying to move forward with anything. We've sent him several offers. Yeah, that's last note I have is on the 13th saying that we had tried to have OnDeck reach out to, and they said the phone rang, no one picked up, sent an email, nothing's past that.
Okay. All right, so let's move on from that one then. We were looking to offer like either a 16-month term at a higher dollar amount or a 14-month term with a 6-point reduction in the buy rate. But it seems like if we just can't even get a hold of the guy, it's not really worth it, right?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Okay. So then the next one, let's move on. Impact Signs. So Impact Signs, your feedback was, let's take a look here. Impact Signs. Customer is waiting to proceed, looking more towards equipment financing. Any additional updates on your end on that?
I'm reading. All I'm getting from them is that they need a longer term, but by longer term, they want, like, over 2 years, so I don't think that it's moving forward.
If we could get them a 16-month term, would that help? 16-month term and a higher dollar amount.
I really am unsure, because MCC also offered them a 15-month term, which I'm sure we quoted them on at $274,000, so I'm not sure if I don't think that one other month is going to really do anything for them.
Okay.
Where's it?
Okay.
I'll leave a note with rep, seeing if there's any update.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, just say to them four are willing to offer a 16-month term. Do you think that this would sort of help? Or
sorry, I should have like gave you a heads up, but my phone is in here.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. The next one is, let's see here. Ars Cuevas Concrete. So your note, your last note was Ars Cuevas Concrete Windset approved. Second, let me pull it up. Did that deal ever get funded?
No, because they wanted to have monthly payments. We emailed them some options, but they haven't got back. I just left the note in there, seeing if I can get an update.
Okay. One second. So, our Cuevas. So we could reduce the buy rate on this one by 10 points. Our Cuevas. Let's see.
I mean, even if you reduced it by 10 points, we still have Windset offering 85K over 10 months at a 116 buy rate with weekly payment options.
You are correct. So that one seems like it's going to be untouchable.
Yeah, and they didn't even bite on the Windset offer, so...
Okay. So next one is Arquivus. Next one is Crabtree Well Drilling and Plum Service.
You funded that new logic.
Okay. What were the terms that have funded that?
142K over 12 months at a 1-2-1 buy rate. Sell rate.
1-2-1 sell rate?
Yeah, with 5 points in it.
That's the retention price, and right?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Alrighty, that's all that I got.
Yep.
But I think that we're definitely getting some traction. We got some contracts back and stuff like that. So, there's one that hopefully we can get out today, which is, let's take a look here.
Water piling.
Exactly. So we requested a receivables report or some invoices, because the month to date was really slow. Like, they're run rating $20,000 from a like the typical deposit volume of closer to 100. So I don't know how you guys want to handle this. Like, we'd be happy giving the guy a call just to say, hey, we're just calling on behalf of Bank of Cardiff and want to just get an understanding of your month to date sales. And just get an explanation and ask them maybe to send over some invoices.
Yeah, it looks as though Kara just sent a message to Crystal saying that she believes that the merchant is calling into Fora. So I think you guys are welcome to try and connect and get that clarity if you need.
Okay. All right, cool. That sounds good.
Yep.
Anything All right, else cool. That's it. Everything's good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Danny.
Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.